弟兄姐妹平安，欢迎来到我们当中，也很高兴可以回来。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome back.
对，经过一段时间的这样一个征战，回到我们当中真的是很高兴。
I'm very glad to be back after a period of war and battle.
给我们短宣队大大的掌声，好不好
？Let's give a round of applause to our mission team.
你知道吗？我们教会出去的真的是精兵。
We are elite soldiers.
我觉得神在我们当中。
I know God is among us.
从我们的教会的团队里面，我看见两件事情。
From our team, I saw two things.
神亲自在预备我们教会的团队。
God is preparing our team.
有一天呢，是在第一个礼拜的礼拜三。
It's the first week on Wednesday.
我不知道为什么我在那里服侍，把所有事情都做好了。
I was there serving. I did everything.
对，把所有的团队的该做的事情我都尽力去做好了。
Everything that has to do with the team, I did all of them.
但是我心里觉得空空的。
But in me, I felt something that's empty.
我不知道为什么空空的。
I don't know why I felt empty.
我看到这些学校的孩子们。
I saw these school kids.
我觉得我里面没有那个爱。
I felt that there wasn't love in me.
我觉得我来这边是要来把爱带给他们的。
I know that I'm here for the purpose of giving out love.
我觉得我里面不对了。
I felt there's something not right within me.
所以那天我回去的时候。
So that day after I got back.
然后我就自己去安静祷告。
I prayed.
我说主啊，我怎么了？
I said, what happened to me, God?
我把所有事情都做好了。
I did everything I was supposed to do.
可是我的心空空的。
But I felt empty on the inside.
我就开始跟主耶稣祷告。
I said to Jesus,
然后祷告祷告
I prayed and prayed
我就发现
And I realized
我忘记最重要的那一位
I forgot the most important one
就是耶稣他自己
It's Jesus himself
我好像拼命做了很多的事情
I did so many things
但是我的焦点好像不在耶稣身上
But my focus was no longer on Jesus
所以我的心才这么空空的
That's why I felt empty on the inside
那天晚上
That night
我准备要带我们整个团队祷告。
I was leading the whole team into a prayer.
我就知道我要带他们祷告什么。
I knew what was the purpose.
我们可能外面做了很多的事情。
The purpose of our prayer, even though we did a lot of things outside,
都是为了耶稣做的。
It's there for Jesus.
但是最重要的那一位我们却忽略了。
But we forgot the most important one.
所以那天晚上我们祷告的时候。
So that day when we prayed,
从我开始。
Starting from me,
我就跟神开始认罪。
I started admitting my sins.
我做了所有外面该做的事情。
I did everything on the outside.
可是我的心却没有对准耶稣。
But my heart was aligned with Jesus.
我的心没有渴慕耶稣。
My heart wasn't thirsty for Jesus.
我感觉我把耶稣放在旁边了。
I felt like I was putting Jesus aside.
所以我就把我心里真实的光景跟神来认罪。
I told God the situation within my heart. Told to Jesus.
我求主耶稣再一次来调整我的心。
I asked Jesus to readjust my heart.
我要耶稣在我们当中
I want Jesus in my heart
带领我们整个团队来打仗
I let my whole, brother, brothers and sisters to lead into battle
因为隔一天
Because the next day
就是我们最重要的一天
It's the most important day
就是我们要分享福音那一天
It's the day that we will share the gospel
但今天晚上
But tonight
我们都要跟神来对齐
But we need to realign ourselves with God
所以当我跟神这样认罪之后
So that when once I confessed my sins before God
几个弟兄姐妹也开始认罪
A few brothers and sisters started confessing
每一个人都跟主耶稣说对不起
And everyone started saying sorry to God
我们每一个人好像都在很拼命的把教学做好把团康带好
We were so focused on teaching lessons on rally
但是我们把最重要的那一位给忽略掉了
But we forgot the most important one
所以我们这样祷告祷告祷告祷告了75分钟
We prayed and prayed and prayed for 75 minutes
应该是准备去教学的
We were supposed to be prepping lessons
但是神在我们当中
But God was among us
我觉得神亲自在预备我们整个团队
God was personally himself preparing our team
最重要是那颗心
The most important is that heart
那个心应该是对准这位耶稣的
That heart should be aligned to God
却忙在事情上面
了 But we're so busy doing our own business
有一种神圣的渴慕在我们当中
There's a holy godly fear among us
你知道要青少年祷告75分钟
You know having teenagers to pray 75 minutes
除非是圣灵的工作
Unless it's the work of the Spirit
所以感谢主神亲自的预备我们的团队
That God himself personally prepared our team
我们的心对了
our hearts were right.
隔一天,
the next day,
就可以传讲这位爱我们的主了。
We were able to preach the God that loves us.
所以神在我们当中做很奇妙的预备的工作。
So God did amazing work to prep us.
第二件事情神所做的,
the second thing God did,
神在我们当中做加速的工作。
God was making acceleration.
在很短的时间里面,
within a very short period of time,
我看到我们当中的弟兄姐妹,
I saw my brothers and sisters
快速的成长,
accelerated exponentially.
有些可能甚至一年的这种追求的成长。
Even it's a consecutive kind of growth.
所以宣教多么宝贵。
So it's really precious to go on mission trips.
几个比较特别的哦。
There's a few special things.
我觉得每一个人都有很大的成长。
Everyone has grown a lot.
我只指出几位比较特别的。
But I want to point out a few that was really
noticeable. 如果你认识Crystal,
if you know Crystal,
你听不到她的声音。
You never heard her speak.
可是第二个礼拜,
but second week,
她也很重要的角色,
she became a very important character. Her voice was immediately
非常的勇敢,
very with lots of courage.
神的工作,
God's work.
还另外一个是Angelina,
the other person is Angelina.
第一个礼拜你听不到她的祷告,
the first week you didn't hear she praying.
第二个礼拜声音之大，祷告的声音好大。
The second was she started praying loudly.
没有任何的惧怕。
There was no fear.
那最特别的是叫Chris。
The most noticeable was Chris.
他不在我们的当中。
He's not among us.
是多伦多教会来的。
He came from a Toronto church.
他来的时候,
when he came,
脸色苍白。
He was pale.
心灵枯干。
She was dry on the
inside. 所有的人都怎么办？
Feel like, huh, what do we do?
但是你知道吗? 上帝在我们当中工作。
But God was among us.
两个礼拜,
2 weeks.
彻底翻转一个人,
completely change a person.
几次晚上的祷告,
and not nights of prayer.
我们的团队抱着他,
we hugged him.
为他祷告,
prayed for him.
大家迫切为他祷告,
prayed for him earnestly.
尽我所能爱他,
do our best to love him.
他第一天上课的时候,
the first day on his lesson,
就短短的要帮助教学,
he was helping to teach.
他都不敢站出来,
he was afraid to stand out.
一个17岁的男孩子,
a 17-year-old boy was afraid to stay on stage.
慢慢的,
but slowly,
他就走出来了,
he walked out.
到那个礼拜三,
that Wednesday,
他可以站在台前, 带团康,
he was on the stage leading rally.
然后慢慢的走出来,
and slowly,
到第二个礼拜,
on second week,
独当一面,
he was alone,
在小朋友面前,
teaching in front of kids,
做所有的教学,
teach all the things,
充满笑容,
full of joy,
而且孩子都很爱他,
and kids love him,
叫他爸爸,
call him daddy.
好好玩, 我不知道为什么叫爸爸,
I think it's very funny why I call him daddy.
两个礼拜的时间,
2 weeks,
上帝做加速的工作,
accelerated.
亲爱的父母们,
parents,
预备你的孩子,
prepare your children,
送到短宣队,
send them to mission trip,
让神做加速的工作,
let God do the work of acceleration. We need to prepare this year.
所以感谢主,
thank
神在我们当中,
God is among us.
荣耀归给他,
give glory to him.
很多人更多分享他在那里经历神的事情。
OK, 好,
Joseph.